Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
What issues around your house are staring you in the face this weekend?
Do I get the sanded grout or the unsanded grout?
The last 3 or 4 years, I've been fighting mildew issues.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
Whatever questions you have.
This isn't real earth-shattering.
Lou is here to help.
I'm only taking earth-shattering questions. Can you give me an earth-shattering question?
Waking up, shaking yesterday's blues, yeah.
Yeah, here it comes.
Right here on House Smarts Radio.
It's a brand new day.
Happy New Year, almost. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. We're starting a little late this morning because Mike Stevens' New Year's resolution doesn't start till after the New Year. We had to play those commercials. Did he just leave? He just left? He knew I was not in the studio, and so he just left.
That's right.
Hi, everybody. 312-9. Good morning. How are you? 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning to you, Don. How are you, gentlemen?
Good morning.
Good morning. Doing well.
You guys have a nice Christmas?
Yes, sir. It was great.
Very nice.
Good.
Very nice.
Good. Joe, we may need you to get your fiance on the phone line around 8:30 this morning.
Okay.
Because we're doing a Noodaloo 2 based on the excitement that the two of you had over the air fryer.
Oh, okay, okay.
And so the problem is with the holidays is it all came to us right in the, you know, the hubbub of the holidays, and so I did not get a chance yet to use the air fryer. So I need some personal, input, mm-hmm. if you don't mind.
Okay, all right. Okay. We are fairly experienced air fryer.
Actually,
user.
I guess I was wrong about the time. 7:50, right? About around 7:50 this morning, right? So we may need to get her on the phone line and have her participate. And unless you think you can handle it all on your own,
I'll see if I can squeeze her in. She's usually got a pretty jam packed Saturday morning. She's gotta got to get coffee at 7:30, and I know she's got to get the paper around that time.
Okay, well, I don't want to put any pressure on her whatsoever. So, and Don, you had a nice holiday?
Yeah, it was great. Got up to Milwaukee, saw a lot of family, ate a lot of food.
Nice. Did you close Walski's at all?
No, I didn't make it over there.
No, all right.
Closed Grandma's house though.
Yeah, we need to do a. Now that I have a daughter going to Marquette, don't you think we could do a remote up in Milwaukee? That'd be kind of nice. Can we make that happen?
That'd be awesome.
And everybody comes up there, right?
Heck yeah.
Let's do it.
I think that we're... Actually, we have ratings in Milwaukee because
that's
the
true.
Signal is so big. So we have listeners up there that we've never done anything with, and we could probably do... Who's up there in Milwaukee? Isn't it Miller Coors?
Yeah,
that's right.
I smell a sponsor.
Heck yeah, man.
Right.
That'd be awesome.
Look at me. I must be in the front row.
You send your sausages. We'll get them all.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
We could come up with the whole thing up there. I love it. I absolutely love it. All right. Well, nice to have you gentlemen here this morning. Happy New Year to all of you who are listeners this past year. Thank you so much. So appreciate the support that you've given over the years. It really is means a lot, too. Lindsay, tell me about your Christmas. You had a nice time.
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. It's so nice to be here.
Here's the thing that I have to remember, and I think the listeners know this. You and I, because we do a show in New York before this, we do all this talking prior to that, and so I have to remind myself that the folks
Don,
in Chicago.
Joe, you went up to is everything? Oh,
you went up to Green Bay for Christmas?
Yes, we did. I'm just giving you a hard time.
And did Santa show up for your beautiful girls?
He did. He showed. It was, and it's great.
What was the theme? What was the theme for the little ones?
American Girl was the theme. That's where we are.
We need
our
to work on the less expensive theme.
Yeah, we like the Target stuff. Target has the same American Girl stuff as, but you know, it's
what do you
little,
mean same? Well, like the branded, or is
no,
it
no,
like
I
knockoff?
Mean, it's knockoff, but it's a third of the cost. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, my girls know the difference. I mean, everybody else is like, oh, we got this one, but in the Target
version. For some reason, my girls know the difference. How about their mother who would go, and if there was like a knockoff bag, who would know it in a second?
But This is different.
Oh, really? Oh, because it's your money. And not for you. Uh-huh.
I do find comfort, though, in knowing that the thing that we got them, like the big gift, they have not stopped playing with. I was fearful that we would get it, and they'd be like, oh, but look, we got this tiny little squishy thing that, you know, we got in the quarter machine, and that would be the big gift.
Right,
but,
right, exactly. The gumball machine at the ice skating rink or something like that.
It was worth it all. It's, I mean, so fun, and it was great.
That's great. Well, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Happy New Year to all of you. Let's get a quick call in because we got to catch up from Mike. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Barb is in Des Plaines. Barb, you're on WGN Radio. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. My keys aren't working yet. Speaking
no
of
problem.
My teeth, I'm hoping you can save my I'm getting feedback. I hear myself, but I'll try and ignore it.
You got to turn that radio off if you've got the radio on.
You know what? I'm in the other room.
All right, you're in and out, Barb, on your phone. If it's a wireless phone,
tell you that she wanted help with her dishwasher.
You know what? I did turn my radio off. Not on.
All right, your phone is in and out. Let's put her on hold real quick and see if we can get a clearer line. And then let's do this. Put her on hold, see if we can get a clearer line. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Our last show of 2018. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
He's taking your calls till 10.
How can I help you, sir?
We're debating on putting in a tankless system. Now, I don't know anything about tankless. Can you help me, sir?
Lou Manfredini.
Sure. Well, they don't have a tank.
Here he is now on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's see if we can try Barb one more time. Hey, Barb, let's try your phone again. You're on WGN.
Okay. How do I sound now?
It's pretty good. It's we need you know what your New Year's resolution is, Barb? You need a new phone.
Yeah, I think you're right. Okay. I'll hang up because Lindsay's going to do you.
All right. I think we lost.
Let's just answer the question. I got her question. Poor Barb.
We really tried. She said that her dishwasher is several years old. Over the past 6 months, she's getting white grit on the dishes and glasses. She used different pods, detergents, and rinsers, and it won't disappear. Lindsay, I have a question for you. What do you use in your dishwasher for detergent?
Like the pods that you get at the stuff from Costco.
And it's like a liquid pod, or is it a powder pod?
It's got both in it.
What is both?
Yeah.
Here's what I have noticed, and I've gotten a lot of these questions. So the powdered, because of the phosphorus being taken out of a lot of stuff, there's a lot of grit that's occurring in dishwashers now. And I think that the safest thing to do, and we did this at our own home, we switched to liquid detergent. We've always been Cascade users. My wife is very brand loyal when it comes to that kind of stuff. But the Cascade powder was causing all this grit. The minute we switched to liquid, it solved the problem. In the meantime, I've given this advice for years that if your dishwasher just isn't working properly, run the hot water in the sink, get it nice and hot. With the dishwasher empty, put it on pots and pans or heavy duty, whatever it is, and start it. Then once it fills up, there's a pre-wash cycle. It'll drain. It'll fill back up again. And once it's in the middle of that wash, I want you to open it up, pour a cup of CLR in there, and let it go through the whole cycle. It's going to help to break up all of the grit and the grime in there and actually clean out some of the calcium buildup that's in there and will work really, really well to improve the overall washing capabilities of your dishwasher, and switch to liquid detergent, and you'll be amazed. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk with Bill, who is in Arlington Heights. Bill, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Love the show.
Thank you. How can I help you?
I was calling because we live by 53, and there's a lot of noise from the 53. And every morning from like 5 o'clock on, it's like cars are driving through our bedroom. And I was wondering if there's a way that we can soundproof our room.
You mean just the one room?
Yeah, because that's where you hear most of it.
Right. How long are we going to stay in that house?
Well, we've been in it for 25 years, and we're probably going to stay in it for another 4.
Okay. On that side of the home, in the yard, what do you have there as far as landscaping?
Well, this is the front of the house, so there's
the front.
No,
got it. So we can't put a wall of arborvitae or anything like that. The only way that you're going to quiet this thing down is by building another separated wall in front of the front wall that you have. To do that sound attenuation, you're going to have to actually, you could do a little 2x2 wall, and you could fur out where the windows are and leave the drywall there. You'll have to extend the electrical out into this. It could be 2x2 with like a little half-inch gap, insulation, and drywall, double layer. And then on your windows, that's where a lot of the sound comes in as well. Now, if you're someone that opens the windows a lot, you're not going to love this idea, but they do make interior storm windows that you can put on there, glass panels that you wouldn't even know that are there when they're on. But the problem is if you wanted to open the windows, you'd have to take them off. They do have some that are hinged. So it's a little cost prohibitive and it's a little bit of work, but that separation between the two will make a difference. The other thing is a white noise machine. My lovely producer, Lindsay, is the queen of it with her kids, putting them to bed with it. We started using one as well, and it's amazing how it drowns out the sound. That little drone of the sound that you hear does help on your ear to kind of mask it a little bit and not be as noticeable, and that's something you can plug in and let run all the time. Thanks so much for the phone call. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll get to news right after this.
You're tuned in to House Smarts Radio and Lou Manfredini on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
I can't remember if I said this, but this hour of House Smarts Radio is brought to you by our friends at Ace Hardware. Thank you so much for that. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's get back to the phone lines right now and go to Bloomingdale, where Nick is on the line. Nick, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How you doing?
I'm great. Happy New Year. How can I help you?
Happy New Year to you. Hey, Lou, I've got a situation with black soot that I'm finding on the basement floor underneath the foo that leads from the gas hot water heater to, I guess, the chimney. I'm a little concerned about it. I guess the soot is coming out of a little seam, so that's concerning to me.
Well, if you're getting some soot, we've got an issue with the burn on that water heater as well. What's the age of that water heater?
I would say it's about 20 years old. Well,
okay. So the flu services just the water heater, or does it also service any other appliances in the home?
Just the water heater.
And the furnace goes through the wall?
The flu that comes from the hot water heater goes right into a wall. It's separate from the furnace of the house.
Right. But is it a in other words, it doesn't, when you say a wall, it goes into the wall, like into a masonry, is it a masonry chimney that then goes up, or does it vent out of the wall?
It's a masonry chimney that goes up, yes.
Okay. And the only thing that services is that water heater.
That's my understanding. It's not my home. It's my father's home.
Got it. Okay, a couple things. With a water heater like that, if they change the furnace or it has a separate thing, that soot that's in there could be a sign that the burner's not burning properly. Do we have a working carbon monoxide detector in that home?
Yes, I just went out and bought a couple of them just because I'm concerned about that.
Yeah. The very first thing that I would do is I'd call the guys over at, where is this home, Roy or Nick?
Illinois, DuPage County, Bloomingdale.
Okay. Call Lindemann Chimney Company. The website is cleanfireplace.com. Mm-hmm. Have them come out and inspect that chimney. They can also do a little inspection on the appliance as well to make sure they're not the people that are going to replace the water heater if that's what they determine to do. But I want to make sure that there's no clog in that chimney that's causing some sort of backup. When you're seeing soot like that, there's something going on with that appliance. 20 years, you got your money's worth out of it. The average life of a water heater is 10.
Yeah.
It's not worth risking any of this to make sure. If you call them, I bet they can get there pretty quickly.
I will do that. I was debating whether I wanted to have someone look at the water heater or someone look at the chimney, but on your advice, the chimney will be fine.
You got it. Nick, have a good new year. I hope it all works out well for you.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye, Luke.
You got it. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I said Roy because I was looking at the next caller. Let's talk to Roy now, who's in Plainfield. Roy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir. How can I help you this morning?
Well, I am interested in putting in a whole house humidifier in my 2,000-square-foot ranch home. It'll be a passive bypass system without a fan blowing the humid air through. But it's going up into insulated, flexible ductwork in my attic. And my concern is humidifying air being condensed up in those in that ductwork.
Why is it not going to be a fan forced?
The way the furnace is in a very tight closet, we wouldn't be able to put the humidifier in there correctly to have it be fan forced.
Got it. Well, I mean, I'm not, as long as the ductwork is sealed, I mean, if it's flexible duct. As long as it's flexible ductwork, so it has insulation, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that wouldn't concern me. I have in my own home, just to give you a personal example, I have a furnace in the attic in our own home, and then I've got a trunk line and I've got some flexible ductwork up there. That particular one is a fan force because there's room up there to do that. But I have had zero, and I actually have a separate. Thermometer and humidistat that I have in a closet, and I have a sensor up there just to kind of pay attention to what the attic temperature is in the winter and stuff like that, you know, because I'm like a scientist and I'm always curious about that kind of stuff, and it's been a zero issue. So the thing that I would do is if you're obviously having an HVAC guy come out to install all this, it probably would be worth it. It may cost you a little bit of money to do this, but have them inspect the ductwork to say, just to make sure everything's connected, everything looks right and tight. I mean, you know, it's just a visual inspection. And then if they find something, you know, and they can say, hey, Roy, I got this. I found a spot where I needed to caulk it or whatever. You know, with the passive, you don't get the kind of delivery of the humidity that you would with the fan forced. You may have to set the... Are you going to have a controller in part of the house, or is it going to be in the mechanical room as far as where you set it?
It'll most likely be in the mechanical room.
Yeah. What I would suggest you do is buy a couple of inexpensive humidistats that you can get at the hardware store that give you a temperature and a humidity. It's a mechanical device, about $10. Put a couple in the room and then just, you know, check it out, and then, you know, once you get to that level, you may actually be setting that unit on the furnace to, you know, 50%, but you're only going to get 30 in the home.
Got it.
Capiche. All right. Appreciate
Thank you very
calling.
Much, my friend. I appreciate it, and you have a great new year, okay?
You too. I really appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. My name is Lou Manfredini. This is House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back.
Got a problem around your house you just can't figure out? You might want to call Lou, just saying. He's taking your calls live right here, right now on House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN. Well, I started out.
Welcome back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I think it was it 2 weeks ago? We had a little get-together, and we were with... Well, it was supposed to be with Doma T and his lovely girlfriend, but Doma T's out in New York now. We're all going to be working for him soon. But we got together, Lindsay and I and my wife and myself and Joe and his lovely fiance. And we had a little brunch, right? And we're chit-chatting. We're asking about the wedding plans of Joe and Allie and this and that. And all of a sudden, I think Allie, unprompted, says, "Oh, my gosh, we just got this air fryer."
My favorite part was when Lindsay's husband, David, said, "I'm sorry, did you just say hair dryer?"
Right. Because she's never had a hair dryer. You guys live like an Amish family,
and
right?
That, and that plugs in. And that's something you bring up.
Which is funny. It's probably because David does use a hair dryer, so he was probably like, "Ooh, what was the brand? What's the brand?"
Really? Is that something you wanted to say?
Yes. I've been dying to say that, actually. Shuts. On the air.
Okay. A hair dryer. I don't think I've ever used it. I don't know if I've ever used a hair. Oh, no. Yeah. No, I don't think I have. And now I have all this hair.
I know. Try
like
it
I
out.
Could use one.
Get a
right.
Nice fluff going
Let me tell
on
you
there.
Something. You know, ever since I had the hair transplant by the Dr. Yates, by the way, it is problematic because now the hair is in my eyes. I have not had that problem in probably 30 years. Just throwing that out there.
Just comb it to the side.
I know. I am. I mean, I literally have to use hairspray. These are my problems. Okay. So Joe is getting married. When are you getting married, Joe?
We're looking at January 4th, 2020.
Have we set a date?
2020, yeah. We booked the venue.
January 4th, 2020. Okay,
good.
So
that's
another
news. That's new information. Was not confirmed a couple
weeks ago. I guess, yeah, you're right.
Ago.
You're right. We did it.
What?
We did it last week. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's a so literally a year.
Basically, yeah.
Basically.
A year and a week.
Right. About. Okay. All right, good. Well, then we have a date, January 4th. Okay, but in the meantime, our Noodaloo 2 is something that, as I mentioned, it came in a box right around the holiday season. We did not have time to try it out personally, and I got yelled at by my producer, like, "Haven't you tried this thing yet?" But we have a seasoned professional. First, take a listen to this.
Steam heat, I got it.
Thank you.
Every year when January rolls around, we find ourselves skimping on the booze, refreshing our workout wear, purging our refrigerators, and meticulously planning out our whole 30 meals, all in the name of a new year, new us. So let's cut to the chase. You know your diet is starting on Tuesday, so what are you going to do about it? How about cutting down on some of that fried food? That's right, I'm talking to me. By now, you may have heard of those air fryers, but what the heck are they? Well, the Philips Air Fryer XXL is our new Noodaloo 2 this week, and we are going to tell you. The Philips Air Fryer XXL is a magical machine that uses hot air instead of all that greasy oil to fry foods to a golden, crispy finish. The XXL is their newest model, made with families in mind, frying up to 3-pound batches of potatoes, french fries, or frozen snacks. It's even big enough to tackle a whole chicken. The XXL's new twin Turbo Star technology cuts up to 90% of the fat and uses only a tablespoon or less of oil, reducing fat for healthier meals and cooking 4 times faster than an oven. Okay, so while the fast food french fries may cost you only a dollar, the Philips XXL ain't cheap, retailing for about $2.99. But what is your health worth? If you love french fries as much as me, and I can find a healthier alternative, I'm all in. We will put a link and a little demo video up on Lou's Facebook page. 3 more sleeps till the new year. Give it some thought. Just saying.
Happy New Year!
That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Do you really love french fries?
Lately I have had a problem with them. Yes. I don't know what it is. It's like I can't say, "Ooh, I'll have the salad instead of the fries." It's been a
right.
serious issue
well,
for the last 3 months.
And the thing is, your daughters are very picky about what they eat. So there's a lot of nuggets.
A lot of nuggets. And then naturally, those come with fries a lot of the time. And so
and
we
there's
get
their
those,
mother
and
going, "Oh,
like,
you're not going to eat that?"
Ooh, exactly.
Yeah, you've never had problem. so many nuggets in your life, I'm sure. Okay,
well,
Joe,
no,
we're going to need
the nuggets.
Okay, first of all, I have this is kind of funny to me. Here we're talking about the air fryer. It's a healthy way to do it. And then we're featuring the XXL, which, you know, makes me feel like, ooh.
Double XL. But they sent it because they know you have a big family. So
Got
they
it.
Have smaller ones on the market, but this is like the double XL.
So, Joe, you do use a little oil?
Yeah, Think of it as, did you ever make French fries just in the oven? Or anything in the oven?
Sure. Like, I mean, if you use the tater tots or whatever. Right.
Well, okay. Well, something like that. I'm talking if you, you know, cut up a potato and make your own French fries. I would, you know, lather them in oil and salt and pepper and things like that. You just use a little bit less.
And you put them in the device.
Yes.
Are you eating them right now?
Yeah, it sounds like.
No, I'm having Cheerios.
From the air fryer?
No, not from the air fryer.
Shut up.
Ooh, that would be good. Deep okay, so wait. Cheerios? Is there a basket in there?
It is. Yeah, mine is.
And you put... Okay, and you put a little oil in there, like a tablespoon.
See, but it's I don't think of it as throw the fries in there and drop a tablespoon of oil. I'm talking about like you put them on a tray, you season them, and then you rub them all together. And
No. I'm talking about how you do it in the air fryer.
Right, and then I throw that lathered batch of uncooked French fries in the air fryer.
So you like toss them first.
Yeah,
you toss it in the oil first.
Exactly.
You toss them.
Put them in a bowl. Put the frozen fries in a bowl. Put the tablespoon of olive oil or whatever it is. Uh-huh. Toss them. Salt them.
Right.
Then put them in the fryer.
Salt them for you. You got to salt them.
I know.
Okay. And then how long does it take to bake them?
I think you go with the recommended thing on the back of the package.
Joe, the recommended thing. You're very descriptive. You should be in radio. Okay, have you tried anything else besides French fries?
Yeah, see, so this is what I could do a better job of just telling you what has worked in there and what hasn't worked.
Tell us.
So the best thing that we did was, we grabbed a bag of frozen cubed potatoes, basically French fries, but cubed, diced, and threw them in there, and they were fantastic, fresh out of the restaurant. Mm. Fluffy on the inside, crispy on the outside.
Really?
We cooked a salmon in there. The salmon wasn't great. It cooked it fine. It cooked it, you know, totally thoroughly.
Right.
But you didn't get that searing option that you would if you put it on a pan.
Right.
Vegetables, fantastic. Same way.
Not breaded vegetables.
Not breaded. We threw some fresh green beans in there. Same thing. Lather up a little bit of oil, salt, pepper, and they make them crispy just how we like them.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing it's very good at is reheating vegetables that we've made in the air fryer. And it kind of just brings them totally back to life. Not that, like, soggy microwave taste you get.
Oh. Okay, now, are you and your fiancé, like, do you like the... to use the cooking appliances? You know what I mean? In other words, I think there's two sets of people when it comes to cooking, right? There are my wife and I who enjoy cooking, and we make a huge mess in the kitchen, and every pot and pan is out there, and then we have to clean all that up. And then there's people say, I can do it all right here, and I can plug it in.
Yeah, we're pretty much leaning towards more of the utensil, using everything we can. Mm-hmm. We have a cast iron skillet. I love using that. I use that every chance I can.
That is the wedding gift. If you don't know what to get someone, get them a cast iron pan.
I try to make hash browns in there every time I can. Well, now I have the air fryer, so I don't really have to. But yes, and we were also in this very good habit of we wash our pans right after we make anything. Yeah, we're a little OCD, but
is it messy? Is the air fryer messy?
No, not at all. It comes out dry as a bone. I think we've washed it once since we've had it. And we stuck it right in the dishwasher. Thank you.
In the dryer.
Yeah, I was going to say in the microwave. That would have been
right. The insides of it, not the appliance.
Right, the
part.
Basket
right.
part. The basket.
Exactly.
I think
it
sounds so cool.
Well,
I think if you perfect it, there's a lot of things you can just nail with it, but you can't use it for everything.
Right.
All right. Check it out on my Facebook page and also at WGNradio.com, the Philips Air Fryer XXL. This week, after the new year, I will personally use it, and I will also give you a follow-up review of it next Saturday. How's that? Deal? Joe, you did a great job.
Thanks. I think yours will be a little bit better than mine, though.
You got to follow, you know, like the recommended thing that it says on the thing.
That's usually what it says on the back of those things, right? Do this.
All right. Very nice. Well, we're going to take a quick break and be back right after this.
Sweet Sugar Handyman. Or as you might know him, Lou Manfredini on 720 WGN. I met him out for dinner on a Friday.
Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Happy New Year to you. This hour of our show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. We were packing up and heading up north, and we had both the dogs and all our stuff. You know, I'm a Chevy guy, and we have a Chevy Tahoe, which just holds all kinds of stuff. We looked like we were being run out of town. We had so much stuff in there, and when we got to our destination, my wife said her goal was not to get back in the car all day, which was good. It took forever to unload, but I'm telling you, those Chevys, they hold a lot of stuff. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines right now and speak with Steve, who's in Chicago. Hey, Steve, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hello. How are you, sir?
Long-time listener.
Well, thank you very much. How can I help you, sir?
I've got a kitchen sink, and the drain is very slow, and I took it apart up to the,
To the wall? To the wall?
Right. And I just wanted, what's your suggestions?
Have we tried snaking it at all?
No, nothing like that.
Do you feel confident enough to try that?
I don't have one.
Oh, okay. Well, you may at this point, now that you've opened that up right there. How old is the home, Steve?
It's a condo on the second floor, and it's about 15 years old.
Okay. At this point, you could, since you've opened it up to the wall now, you could run to the hardware store and you could buy a small little sink snake. They have ones that are literally just a coil, and it's maybe a total of 10 feet, maybe 15 feet long in total. When you go inside that wall and you start spinning this thing, it's got a little, almost looks like a little, the tail of a pig on the end of it, okay?
Yeah,
and you're going
right.
to kind of rotate in there.
Mm-hmm.
When you get into the wall, that pipe goes up and it goes down. And the trick is to get it to go down. So as you push it in there, if all of a sudden you go and you hit some stuff, you know, maybe put some rags or something down on the inside, because as you slowly go in and then pull back out, you'll get some debris out of there. And then if all of a sudden it pops right in, you're like, wow, that's so easy, it's all clear. It may be that the snake went up instead of down. That's why when you put it in there, it's important to rotate it typically clockwise.
Yes.
That little pig's tail kind of grabs onto the debris, and then it drives itself in there so that it goes down, not up.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
It does. I was just wondering if there's something easier, you know, like a drain cleaner.
Well, I mean, you could try a drain cleaner. The problem is you would have to put a pipe back on there so that you could pour something in there.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because right now you got a horizontal pipe.
Right. Well, I put it back together now.
Oh, it's all back together?
Drain, but it drains slowly.
Okay. So if it's all back together now, then this is what I want you to try if you want to try a drain cleaner.
Yeah.
Do you have a pen or a pencil?
Sure.
It's called Insta Flow. I-N-S-T-A.
Got it.
Flow. Instaflow.
Instaflow.
Go to the hardware store. It's going to come in a bottle like a giant vitamin bottle.
Uh-huh.
You're going to get the water hot first, and then you're going to as the water drains out, you're going to pour these chips over the top of the drain.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to boil some water first, and then when you put this pile of chips over the drain, I want you to take the boiling water over the top of these chips until it dissolves.
I see.
Then once it dissolves, don't put your nose over there because it smells.
Uh-huh.
I want you to let it sit there for 90 seconds.
Okay.
Then rinse it with the regular, you know, with the regular, turn the water on to rinse it out.
Uh-huh.
And then I want you to try
it. Hot or anything?
It should be hot. The hotter, the better.
Okay, the hot. Okay,
and then I want you to do it one more time.
Okay.
And that,
what do
that's,
you do? You use half the chips first and then the other half?
Not even half.
Oh.
When you pour it over the drain, you'll make like a little mound, you know, because they're chips. They won't go down the drain until you dissolve them.
Okay.
So you'll use probably a quarter of the bottle.
I get
And then
that.
You dissolve them, let them chew up and munch up what's inside there, and then drain it out. Then pour it on again. Try it again, the same 90 seconds, let it rinse out, and you may be able to solve the problem doing that.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much, Lou, and Happy New Year.
You too, sir. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you, House Smarts Radio. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call. I listen every Saturday.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I listen to it every Saturday morning.
Well, you're my how-to man. When I have a question, I call you. You're how-to.
Don't be scared. Pick up the phone. Give Lou a call. He's live taking your questions till 10 right here on House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
This hour of House Smarts Radio is also being brought to you by our friends over at Fox Home Center. And Lindsay, you know that Living Healthy Chicago thing that you just read?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They should say that it's with our own Jane Manzouras.
Ah, Jane.
Because she's the host.
Yes.
So they should say Living Healthy Chicago with Jane Manzouras, Saturdays at 9 a.m.
Oh, you just did.
Will you call somebody, please? Make that happen. Come on. It's like House Smarts Television, which is on right after Jane. So Jane's on at 9. Oh, no. Jane's on at 9 on Channel 9. In the morning, or WGN, because not everybody's on Channel 9. Then it's Weekend Workbench, and then it's House Smarts TV, which comes on at 10 a.m. So right when you get done listening to me on the radio, if you just can't get enough and you're wondering what I look like, does he really look like Tom Selleck? Go to WGN and you can see. I don't really look like Tom Selleck.
That he doesn't.
Tom Selleck? Attractive? You think, is he an attractive man?
He is. Do people tell you that you look like him?
No, I just think Tom Selleck's an attractive man.
Oh, got it.
312-981, I'll get back to the show now. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Tom's calling in from Algonquin. Tom, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Morning, Lou.
How can I help you, sir?
I have a question. I just had our hot water heater went out on Christmas Day, and I had a local company come out and replace it. After they left, I went downstairs to put their sticker on the hot water heater, and I noted that there's a sizable dent in the top of the hot water heater and then a smaller one behind it. When I say sizable, I'd say the size of a 12-inch softball. It's right where the top meets the side. I called them. They were the technician was supposed to have told me about it. They said that they came that way from the manufacturer. I said, why didn't you tell me about it, and why did you install it? And I'm just wondering, do I have anything to be concerned about the workings of the hot water heater?
The short answer is no. You know, if you can imagine, the tank that's inside there is, you know, it's like a big oval. You know what it looks like inside there? It looks like a Tylenol capsule. Standing up on its edge, okay, and then the body of it on the outside, which is more cylindrical like a can of beer, doesn't reflect the tank inside. It's bigger, right? Because you got a flat top, and so up at that top corner that's smashed, you know, potentially, it probably didn't reach the tank. If it's holding water, you know, the real issue there is with the plumber and the warranty. Of the unit. You're going to know right away. You had this done when?
It was done the 27th. It went out on the 25th.
Yeah. I mean, if there was any issue, you'd already see water there.
Right.
You know, in a pinch, it's like, hey, you know, it would have been nice for them to say, hey, Mr. Tom from Algonquin, I took this thing out of the box and it has a dent in there, but it's fine.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? They should have told you that, and or you could have said, I don't want that, and they would have run and got you another one. You know what I mean? It would have been the thing. I think that ultimately you don't have anything to worry about. It's unfortunate they didn't tell you about that. It isn't like people come over and you bring them down to the basement and say, hey, come look at my water heater. You just want the water out. Right.
And the one thing that he did say when I called him, and I said, number one, why didn't your guy tell me? No, that's number one. Number two, it makes me start wondering about if there's anything else that they did that wasn't quite up to code or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I don't discount that feeling. I mean, the body of the unit itself really has little to do with its inner workings. The one thing that I will say, you know, what's your overall plan here, Tom, that you're going to be in this house?
4 or 5, maybe 4 or 5 more years.
Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me if it ends up on the inspector's sheet when you go to sell that house. You know what I mean? And, I mean, it's an easy thing to say, you know what, when it went out, it was dented in the box. It's just a cosmetic thing. Just keep in mind when you go to sell this thing, don't be giving anybody a discount on the water heater.
Well, I get that.
I mean, if it really bothers you, then I would push back and have them come switch the unit out. I'm sure you paid a premium for them to come on December 27th.
No, I didn't pay a premium.
Oh, all right. Well, if it really bothers you, I think that the fact that they didn't tell you, I think you have a reasonable leg to stand on to say, look, I'm going to sell this house in 4 or 5 years. And I didn't know anything about this. It got installed until I came down. It was all done. And I'm just not happy with it.
Can they go back to the manufacturer because it was damaged according to
them? Don't worry about them. So they will get the water heater for free. That's not the problem.
Okay.
It's the labor that they're going to eat.
Well, if I can go back, if they go back to the manufacturer and get some form of credit and pass it on to me, is that a fair expectation?
All the manufacturer is going to do is credit them. Basically, the manufacturer is going to say, give me the heater back, we'll give you another heater. So the heater is still going to get paid for. They're not going to give them a free heater. They're going to give them a new heater that they paid for, but they're not going to pay for their labor because their argument to the plumber would be, well, why did you install it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? You took it out of the box, you should have told us right then and there. I'm sure was it a licensed plumber?
Yes.
Okay, so they're reputable. Right, so they do all this all the time. If it's something that that really bothers you, then have them switch it out. Because because based on the tone that I'm hearing as we converse, it's something that every time you go out in the basement, it's going to bother you. Is there a Mrs. Tom?
Pardon me?
Is there a Mrs. Tom?
Yes, Mrs. Tom. I initially kept it from her, but I finally fessed up.
Yeah. Yeah. Tom, how long have you been married?
27 years.
Get the water heater switched. Take my word for it. Trust me on this one.
Okay.
Tom. Good
Lou,
luck.
I do listen to you. I love your first call of the day on Cochran Show, and I really appreciate your time.
You're a good man. Happy New Year. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you. I don't have my little, is it time now to hear from something from you or no? Lindsay? No? Are you there? Yeah. Okay, well, it's time not to hear from Lindsay. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Always remember my 3 rules. Number 1, have fun.
This is Evan.
How old are you?
6.
6?
Grab your hammer. Put a nail in that hole right there.
Number 2, be smarter than the material you're working with.
Does your dad know which end of that hammer is the business end?
And number 3, never hold a nail for someone else.
Put another one in there. Don't hit my finger. Ow! I just said don't hit my finger. Whoa. Go ahead, hit it.
And now back to your host, that lovable Lou.
How old did you say you are?
6.
Amazing. You're pretty good with that hammer.
I know.
On 720 WGN.
Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. 312-981-7200 is her phone number. Before we get back to your phone calls, I want to share with you this new app that's out there that I think you'll find very useful. Joining me on the phone line right now is Dan Lopez with Plowz, Plowz. It's a free downloadable app that will summon a Plowz certified snowplow to your home when it starts to snow. Dan, welcome to WGN Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Something you don't know about me, Dan, is, you know, my wife and I own a couple of hardware stores, a couple Ace hardware stores in the Chicagoland area. And there's two things that you and I, or there's one thing that you and I need during the winter months. We need snow. We need snow in the hardware store business. And and you need snow in the snowplow business. And in Chicago, so far, other than November snow, it hasn't been, it has not been a prosperous 2018. Hopefully in 2019, we'll get a few snowfalls.
Yeah, I agree. Snow is the key, but we know it's coming.
It's coming, right. It's coming. It will come. Talk to the listeners a little bit about what you folks developed and how they can use your app.
Yeah, so real quick, it would, the app started in Syracuse, New York. It was a semi-damsel in distress story. The co-founder, Wills' mother, couldn't get out of a storm. And he kind of thought of a way to get snowplow guys to pick up more work, make them a little bit more efficient. Route density is kind of a big deal, being able to get to as many places without having to take phone calls, without having to quote people, without having to stop what they're doing. Because, like you mentioned, if there's no snow on the ground, they're not doing any work. But when there's snow on the ground, they're, you know, obviously very busy. So,
right, they go from zero to 1,000 miles an hour.
Yeah, yeah,
right, right.
So,
so tell me how this app works.
How it works?
Yeah.
So basically, you the customer can download the app, plazamos.com, right on their phone, even on the website. They input some information about their property, car length, car width, depth of snow. They can choose a time frame that they'd like to have the service done. So if you're commuting into work and, you know, you guys call for a storm, storm should be over by 5 o'clock. You could actually have your driveway done by the time you get home so that you don't have to worry about taking care of it as soon as you get out of work and having to put on your snow gear, your galoshes, and your snow pants, and your boots. And then you get a picture when the job is completed. So it, let's say you're at work, you can have the job done. You get a text message of the job completed. You get a picture so that by the time you pull in, everything's cleared.
Wow. And I would imagine, depending on the plow service, I mean, some may just clear the driveway, but others may offer sidewalk and public walkways and stuff, right? It all depends on what you want done, correct?
Well, you can choose that stuff. We don't do the public sidewalks, but we do the pathway from the driveway to the front door, or if you have a side door, the steps. So we take care of all of the major pain points for the homeowner.
Got it. Now, you said this thing started in Syracuse, and then you rolled it out right down. Were you in the tri-state area down there, down in a little bit further south there, and now you've come to the Midwest?
Yeah, so basically it started in Syracuse. We happen to take the snowiest city almost every year, which is not something that we're super proud of. we get it every year. It started here, and then all of a sudden it kind of started to grow word of mouth. You know, usually what happens is these guys after, you know, two or three days after plowing, they'll go to their local watering hole and they'll kind of relax for an hour, and then it traveled to Rochester, New York, and then Rochester traveled to Cleveland. Cleveland traveled to Indy. Indy class traveled to Chicago. And then we were kind of all over basically anywhere that snowed.
That's awesome. It really is a neat idea. You know, here in Chicago, and it may be true in other cities as well, but in the city of Chicago, homeowners are required to shovel the public walkway. So that might be something to bring up at the next meeting. I mean, it's just an added thing, right? I mean, I think what this is great for is as you mentioned, the bandwidth that a lot of these contractors have is that they're super busy with all their clients that they may have set up, but they literally could be driving down a road or a street on their way to a client that somebody just on the app said, oh, wait, when I'm done right here, I can literally go a block away and hit this thing before I head to my other job. And so they're more productive. They're making more money, but you're offering a terrific service essentially on demand for the homeowners to take advantage of. And because it's all done in an app, I would imagine that you put your credit card in, it's all seamless, and bing, bang, boom, and you're done.
Yeah, it's actually
it's actually quite nice because we care about the customer just as much as we care about our landscapers. And one of the things we do for our landscapers is obviously we give them enough information about the property. And then on top of that, we pay them within 24 hours. So if they can bang out 15 jobs on a Monday, the money's in their account on Tuesday. So
that's great.
They really appreciate that because that's one of the big pain points for, you know, landscapers is contracts they get paid at the end of the season, or if it doesn't snow, do they have to give back some of that money? For us, what you see is what you get, and we pay you within 24 hours.
This app, I assume, can be used on both an iPhone and an Android phone?
Yep, that's correct.
So they just go to the App Store and search PLOWZ, and it should come up?
Yep, Plows and Mows is what you'll see. The customer icon is going to have a snowflake sitting on a bed of grass. Because obviously the other portion of the app is the lawn care side, the other three seasons, other than snow.
And the website for people that are looking to find more information is Plows, PLOWZ.com. Dan Lopez is with Plows, the Uber of snow plowing. Dan, you and I are both going to do our snow dance here from the Midwest to try and have a busy 2019, all right?
You got it.
All right. Happy New Year to you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
You got it. Take care. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I think it's a really neat idea. Let's talk to Pat, who is in Addison. Pat, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. How can I help you, sir?
Lou, first of all, I enjoy your program.
Thank you.
I have a house that's 32 years of age. And for the past 6 months, the kitchen sink, when you go to turn on the faucet, you have bubbling noises in there, like boom, 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 boom. And also, this morning, for the first time, I'm upstairs in the bedroom. My bedroom is on the third level. And I went to flush the toilet, and the same noise, like boom, 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 boom. What's causing that?
You actually... You know, what you think of, you think you have air in your lines, but you actually need to put the air back in the lines. So here's what I want you to try and do, Pat. I want you to, the main water valve that you have in the house, down, do you have a basement?
Yes.
Turn that off.
Turn it off completely?
Completely off. Then I want you to turn all the faucets on, both the hot and the cold, and I want you to flush all the toilets.
Okay.
When the water, do you have a sink in the basement?
Yes.
When that water stops coming out of that sink in the basement, okay, the whole system's drained down.
Okay.
Then I want you to go through the rest of the house and shut everything off.
Okay.
Then you're going to turn the main valve on slowly.
Okay.
And then at the vanity faucet, maybe even the kitchen faucet, you know how you have the aerator, the screen on the end of the... faucet?
Yes.
You have to take that off because the sediment is going to get loosened up a little bit when you drain this thing down.
I see.
You're going to recharge the compression chambers that are behind the walls, and I bet that boom, boom, boom goes away.
All right. I think that you got me straight in the red line. I think so. I think I got it. Thank you, Lou.
Pat, Happy New Year. Thank you so
happy
much for listening.
To you and your family and your listeners also.
Thank you very much. It is 8:50 in the morning. My name's Lou Manfredini, and this is House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, Sydney.
Hey, what?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lou.
Lou who?
Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
I'm Mom Davina funny. Mustang Sunny.
Mom, that was not funny. I love that.
Oh.
Look at our little girl. She's growing up so fast.
I know. She does still talk like that.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini here, House Smarts Radio. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to Mount Prospect where Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, you're on WGN Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. How can I help you?
We have a hot water heater in our resident, and we've been experiencing... what I would call water hammer in our when the unit turns off, you know.
Just on the hot water side, you're noticing when you're running it. Is it a direct vent system? How do you know that it's running? Is there a fan on it?
Well, it's
It's the boiler for the house. In other words, we got five zones. Our house is like 3,300 square feet. It's divided into five zones. And I noticed lately that when the thermostat not calling for heat in a certain zone, once in a while I hear a bang, just like...
Okay, so it's a hot water boiler.
Right.
Not a hot water heater like a domestic water heater.
No, it's a boiler.
Okay, it's a boiler. Okay. Do you know that when you go down where the boiler is, do you have an expansion tank anywhere on that thing?
Yes, there is.
Okay. My guess is that's your problem. It either needs to be drained or it needs to be replaced. That's what's supposed to take care of that hammer. When's the last time we had this thing serviced?
Let's see. The house is 38 years old, but we replaced the boiler like 8-10 years ago.
And that's the last time it was looked at?
One more efficient, but I don't know if that worked.
Well, you know, this is my opinion on these boilers. I just had a conversation with a family member about this. When it comes to boilers, I'm a big fan of high-efficiency systems when it comes to forced air. But I have noticed over the years in talking with different people and different HVAC contractors, the high-efficiency boilers are not worth the investment. The standard 80% units are very efficient. They work great. I think you probably just need a service call, Kenneth, and more than likely that expansion tank, which is really a quick fix, other than depending on how the tank is, hopefully there's valves on both sides. They can isolate it, replace the expansion tank, and not have to drain the whole system down. But it would be worth it for you to have someone come take a look.
Very time consuming to do the draining of the system.
Well, I mean, it's quicker than you think. But I mean, you know, within a couple of hours, they can have it all back up and running, no problem. That's not the issue. Do you have a boiler person in your area that you work with?
Yeah, the one that originally put the system in, I think I'll just have to give him a ring again.
Yeah, I think that would be money well spent. And since we've, you know, it's been pretty mild, although it sounds like we're going to get a little cold weather next week. But I would do that sooner than later, because right now, with the milder temperatures, you know, when it's mild outside, usually HVAC contractors are not that busy. When the extreme temperatures come, that's when it's difficult to get these folks to get by your house.
Okay. Thank you for your information.
You got it. Happy New Year. Appreciate you.
For a call.
You got it. Appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Anne is in Oak Brook. Anne, you're on WGN. Good morning.
We have talked before about this problem of a toilet that keeps on, it turns itself on and then turns itself off. It's as if someone, you know, turned the faucet on. I've had two people look at it. They say that the flush valve is fine. They put in a new flapper, but it still does this about once every hour. Now, I have to tell you, this toilet is over 40 years old.
They don't make them like they used to, Anne.
I know, and I hate to give it up because it's a pretty Wedgwood blue. And I'll have to just put in the white one, and I don't like that idea, but I have to do what I have to do.
Okay, when you say it turns itself on, you hear water running or you see it flush?
It just as if you turned on the faucet and the water starts to run. And then it says if you turn the faucet off and it stops. So there's a leak somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any food coloring in the house?
No.
You don't? You're not a baker?
I don't use food coloring.
All right. Well, I need you to get some food coloring.
Okay.
Not red, like green. And I want you to squirt a little bit in the tank. And then I want you to tell me if, when you hear that water sound, if you see that food coloring in the bowl. Like, do you know, in other words, can you sort of almost sense when it's happening? In other words, you said like once an hour. You said once an hour.
It happens about every 45 minutes.
Okay. and you hear it.
I've been timing it. Yes.
You got like a spreadsheet. I like that. Okay, so get a little food in your head. Put a little food coloring in there, and then when you sense that it's coming, go look to tell me if you see that food coloring in the bowl. If you don't see the food coloring in the bowl, then it's not the flush valve that's the problem. It's the fill valve where the water comes in.
Okay, that makes sense? Where would that be?
You know where the pipe comes out and goes up into the toilet?
Well, not really, but I suppose I'll have to. Well,
when you're standing there looking at the toilet, to the left-hand side, you're going to see a valve either coming out of the wall or coming out of the floor. And probably a chrome pipe or something that goes into the tank. When you take the lid off the tank, right above where that pipe comes in, that's the fill valve. And we want to make, and if that thing is leaking, if you do not see food coloring in the bowl, then it's the fill valve that's the problem. If you do see food coloring in the bowl, then that flush valve needs to be replaced. Here's the thing. All of those parts in that toilet can be replaced. You do not need to get a new toilet because the toilet is just china. That's all it is.
Right.
And it's not, all the parts can be replaced. And you can have all the china there. It's just like a bowl. And then we can put new parts in it. It's a little involved, but it can be done. It'll be fine. It'll work great. And you won't have any issues whatsoever.
Okay.
All right. All right. I appreciate you calling this morning. What you need to do is get a good plumber to come out and take a look at it. If you're not getting places with your plumber, two places to go. Plumbers 911. Or you can go to permaseal.net. Quick break, and then we'll get the news right after this.
Come on over here, Ron. Let me show you what I'm doing. Taking advantage of some of the time off to add a whole new wing on here. I'm going to rip these walls out and, of course, rewire it.
Yeah, you're going to make it all 220?
Yeah, 220, 221, whatever it takes.
Well, you sound like a pretty handy guy.
Now back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I was on a show on Friday calling in, and they were talking about my favorite Home Improvement show. And then I was thinking, that line comes from Mr. Mom, not the Money Pit with Tom Hanks. Right?
Right.
That's that movie.
Right.
Right. And I was like, oh, yeah, I love that movie with Tom Hanks, 220, 221. But then really when you think about it, it's really kind of the whole thing is error because houses aren't wired with 220 at all other than for your dryer or for an appliance. The line should have been you doing all 120. And then he should have said 120, 121, whatever it takes. Mm. Just throwing
that
out
there. Did you say Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks was the movie I was
in.
No, it's Michael Keaton.
Oh, sorry. I was
No, I was confused when I said, I'm like, oh, yeah, the Tom Hanks movie. And then as I said it, I'm like, no, wait, that's Michael Keaton.
Yeah. Beetlejuice.
Right. Beetlejuice. Right. I remember that. By the way, this hour of House Smarts Radio is brought to you by Ace Hardware and by PermaSeal. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Off the air, we were talking a lot about the air fryer, and that evidently sparked some questions and some from people that have issues about that as well. So let's go to the phone lines right now where Roberta is in Grays Lake. Roberta, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking our call.
Sure.
I have a question for you. We received an air fryer, and I just caught the tail end of your segment on that you were going to try one. And honestly, I want you to be really careful. When we received it as a gift on November 30th, we read all the important safeguards that they, you know, listed. And when we went to use it the second time, not the first time, and we did do the French fry, all the
how did they taste? How did they taste? Yeah, but how did they taste?
Wonderful. They were absolutely wonderful. And
but what happened?
A little Parmesan cheese on it, and they're even better. Mm. But here was the problem. When we used it the second time, it did pop. And all of a sudden, we realized our countertop had cracked. We have a Corian, like Starlon countertop. It made this long crack about 7 inches long. The next day, it actually seemed like it reduced in size, but the crack is still there. The company won't stand behind it. because they claim on page 7 of their booklet that it says place it on a heat resistant and level surface. We didn't know that Corian or Starlon was not a heat resistant. We've right. had our countertop for many, many years. I'm a big cook in the kitchen. So, you know, we've all had our accidents of putting something down and you pick it up really quick, but we've never had a problem before. They will not pay for, you know, the repair of this. And we did find somebody that was certified in, you know, in that product. And they did give us an estimate. We don't know if we should ignore it now because we cannot, you know, it's a good cost. But my question to you is, will Starlon or Corian, will that continue to, like grow the crack?
Okay. Couple things. One, Corian is not a heat-resistant product. So if you were to put a hot pad, you know, let's say you had a cast iron pan and you were on the stove and you put it on there, you would burn mm-hmm. the top. Now, you can okay. refinish the top. That's the beauty of the Corian, is the fact that the material that you have there is all the way through. The crack that you're experiencing, my guess is, that is actually the seam in the top. That when it's put together, you don't even know that's the seam. Is it a pretty straight line?
Yes, it is.
Like completely straight?
Absolutely. I mean, right. there's no doubt
and
about
so
it. We've sent pictures to the company. We've sent pictures, right. everything they've wanted. And that's how they determine that because it's Corian, that it wasn't heat resistant. But honestly, right. as a normal homeowner, I didn't know that our countertop was not heat resistant. Not that
right.
we would test it. But
No. And I think, too, here's the thing, Roberta, that is an unfortunate situation. Had that air fryer been moved over 6 inches to the right or 6 inches to the left of that crack, I bet it wouldn't have happened. I think that you were I don't question, you know, if they say you're supposed to put it on top of a cookie sheet or something like that. Again, I have not used the product yet. Now, the one we featured was the Phillips. I don't know what the brand was that you used. But the fact that you were right over that seam, it just couldn't take that heat buildup. What is the okay. estimate to fix? What was the estimate to fix it?
It was right under 600.
Yeah, like I would definitely get it fixed.
Okay.
Because they're probably.
I'm sorry.
What they're probably going to do is they're going to come in with a new bonding material that is the actual countertop. They're probably going to use suction cup. Pads that are going to go on the top of it, and they're going to use them like clamps to draw it together, and then they're going to sand it down. It may be that you see a little bit of a discrepancy in the finish of it when it's all said and done, a little bit. But if you leave that unrepaired, the fact that you have a separation there between the bonding, you run the risk of it cracking down the whole length of it. So I would
okay.
highly recommend that you get it fixed. I realize that it's a cost you hadn't known about, and that's a great alert for people. You know, here we are talking about these brand new products that come out, and if there is an issue with them getting hot like this, it is something you have to be very careful about on a surface, in particular for, you know, I know Joe and his fiance are renting a condo, so you wouldn't want to damage the countertop in a place you're not even living at, because then you got to pay for something you never get to use. So that it's a nice alert for our listeners if they're going to be using these products, to really pay attention to what the manufacturer says when it comes to the operation of them.
Mm-hmm. What's interesting, though, is that it wasn't under the important safeguards. So, you know, let the listeners know that. It was on another page that just, it was like the smallest print. And honestly, if Joe doesn't know what his countertop is, this could happen to him, too.
Right.
And they didn't give you anything to place the fryer on top of, you know, so that you could say some kind of padding or something, so use this under. We did notice after it popped that it was very warm, which we didn't notice the first time. So I guess live and learn, you know, for this one. But we'll probably go ahead and get it fixed. We appreciate your, you know, your expertise on this.
Roberta, thank you so much for calling. I hope you have a happy new year.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
9:21 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
You're listening to Lou. That's right, that fix-it guy. Right here on House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
Over the horizon, smooth sailing, he's got me seen.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini here with you. House Smarts Radio on 720. Why am I holding on? Can I keep talking? Want me to keep talking? Hi there. Welcome back. Lou Manfredini here with you. House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. Hey, Lindsay. We got you there? Hello, hello. Oh, all right. She, I want to talk to her about a story that I saw. I wonder if she saw this as well. Hey, Lindsay. No, nobody. All right, well, I'm going to tell the story anyway. I saw this story over the weekend, which I thought was very sweet that I wanted to share with you.
Hi.
I don't know if you saw this story. an Ohio man said he experienced a special kind of Christmas cheer aboard a Christmas Eve flight. Listen to this. A father flying just so he could spend time with his daughter who was working as a flight attendant. Okay. A dad and his daughter. His daughter is 25 years old, and she's a flight attendant on Delta Airlines, and she had to work on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. So the dad did not want her to be alone on Christmas Day. He took all six flights that she was scheduled to be on Christmas Day.
You cried for sure when you read that.
Is that so sweet?
That is the sweetest story, and I would do that.
That is a patient man.
He figured out what his daughter, you know, her schedule was, and he just got on the plane, and he did not want her to be alone on Christmas Day with her new job with Delta Airlines, and got on the flight and flew with her. Is that so sweet?
Love that story. I love it.
Right? Isn't that great?
Really great.
I saw it. I think it popped up on Twitter or something like that, and I read it, and I thought, this is great, right? And, there was a man sitting next, you know, he's talking obviously with these people. Oh, it's Merry Christmas. You know, everybody, you're on a plane on Christmas Day, whatever, maybe going to, you know, some thing. And you go, oh, where are you heading? Well, I'm just flying with my daughter on Christmas Day. I didn't want her to be by herself.
Ugh.
Dad of the year right there.
Dad of the year.
Yeah, that's awesome. No, Merry Christmas. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Am I going to Bob or Ron? Who would you like me to go to? Ron. All right, let's talk to Ron in Chicago.
Hello.
Ron, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year to you.
You as well, sir. How can I help you?
We had a water leak inside the house, and the basement bathroom, the ceiling and the walls are coming down, and I need someone to renovate it, and I don't know who to call.
Where are you in Chicago?
On the northwest side, near O'Hare Airport.
Okay. A couple different places to go. One is, in a general sense, if you want to get multiple bids, you can go to the NARI website, which is NARI.org.
All right.
All right. Another place you can go is you can contact Cobblestone Development.
Is there a phone number for them?
I'm going to give you that phone number. I'm thinking about it off the top of my head. 773. Hold on. Give me a second. Maybe 661, that's right. 0606.
0606.
Yeah, that's my friend Bill Conforti. They do really nice work, full-service remodeling company. You can call them to come out and give you an estimate on the work that has to happen. Has the leak and everything been fixed, Ron?
Yes, the leak has been corrected, but the ceiling and the wall are coming apart, and they need to be replaced.
Yeah, I mean, more than likely, it's going to have to come down, and if there's insulation there, that's going to have to come out as well.
Correct. Right.
Yeah, you're ready for all that, right?
Supposedly.
Well, talk about a happy new year, right? I mean, what are you going to do? You got to get this stuff done right. What I'm concerned with is I don't want you to have any mildew and mold issues long term, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate your phone call. Have a happy new year, sir. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you. House Smarts Radio will be right back.
Hey, we've all got our areas of expertise. Lou's area just happens to be your house.
I've been listening to you for a few months now, trying to catch you saying something not quite right, but you got it all going on.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Yep, for those that are going to go out and party hardy on New Year's Eve, remember this song. Keep listening. Hold on. Keep it playing. Just stick with one drink. I prefer the Sauvignon Blanc from the Marlboro region.
Hey, so do oh. I. Is that a New Year's resolution for you?
Okay, so here's the funniest thing. So my lovely producer loves the Sauvignon Blanc from the Marlboro region. And you and your girls came over right before Christmas, and we had some gifts for your girls. And we were having a little pizza party that you ended up staying for, which was very nice,
very
with some neighbors. And we had wine, and I go, oh, my gosh, we don't have any of that Sauvignon Blanc. So I go, and lo and behold, there is in the store is the actual wine that you like. And I buy a bottle of it, and I come back home. And then, honest to God, the next 2 days, there are commercials on TV for that brand of Sauvignon Blanc wine, which, when do you ever see a commercial for wine?
Did you get Kim like Crawford?
It was Kim Crawford.
Yeah, that's the big
which
one.
I didn't even know.
That's a big
right?
one. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is it a big one?
Yeah.
And you like it?
I love it. It's my go. It would be my go-to.
The bottle's, I think the bottle's empty.
That was not just me.
No.
I'm pretty sure that your daughter was like, ooh, I like this.
Oh, the Sauvignon Blanc. I love that. All right. Well, never mind. Maybe it wasn't just you. Anyway, remember this if you're doing the hard living on New Year's Eve in the morning. You're like, oh, it's not as easy as it used to be. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Jim is in Chicago. Is that right? Jim, you're on WGN.
Yes.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Listen, I bought a stone lake home, and I gutted it, and I'm putting in that PEX piping. I'm not sure which one to go with, A, B, or C. Would like to go with A, but I've got concerns about taste and odor, any health issues with using PEX.
Where is the home?
It's up in Michigan.
Okay, and obviously PEX piping is allowed, and all that kind of stuff is good, right? They're doing it all, right?
Yep, you could use PEX up there. Yep.
Okay, I mean, for the most part, you know, it's a huge boon for the industry, right? Very easy to use. It's not a big deal. I mean, it's such an easy way to go. It's not going to corrode, you know, which a lot of people, I mean, I'm a copper guy because that's what I've always used, but it's way faster to install. And, for the most part on the taste, I haven't heard a lot of people talk about a big issue with that.
Okay.
I would use the best one that you can afford. You're doing this yourself?
My brother Paul and I, we're doing it ourselves.
What's the difference in the price between the A, B, and C?
Well, the A is more expensive, but it's flexible. And if you get any kinks in it, you can just heat it up and it'll go right back to its original position. So cutting corners and such, it's a lot easier to use the A. And that, I think, is the newest one.
Yeah, but the B and C is somewhat flexible. I mean, you can't do 90 degree, but you can get a swoop out of them.
You get a swoop. I'm talking about A with tight corners and such. But if you needed to get in, it seems to be a lot easier. The B is the more standard one, I think, that you see at Menards and the big box stores, and it's the least expensive. But I would go with whatever one has less taste from the plastic, if you will. Or odor, and I've just read certain things that certain people, you know, they complain, and it depends on where you get it or manufacturers, and I was just wondering if you had any experience on that.
Well, my experience with PEX piping is limited. There was one job that I was involved with, and what you did mention about that is the manufacturer does matter. I will tell you that the stuff that big boxes tend to stock is a cheaper product, a different manufacturer. I would buy it from a plumbing supply house. You're in Michigan. Where is there, like, a Ferguson Supply up by you anywhere?
Well, I'm in Chicago.
Oh, okay. So you don't mind throwing it in the back of a truck and taking it up there?
No, that'd be fine.
All right. Ferguson is one of the bigger plumbing suppliers in the Chicagoland area. Go there, and that's where you buy your PEX piping from.
Perfect. I appreciate it, Lou. Thank you.
Cool stuff. Well, good luck with the house. I think that sounds like a lot of fun. Big stone house in Michigan. I like that.
Yeah. As soon as I could get my roof on, I'd be getting
right. I hear you. All right. Well, happy New Year. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to... How about Diana in Bloomingdale? Diana, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. How are you? I listen to you all the time. Learned a lot just by listening.
Thank you. How can I help you?
I have a dining room fixture over my table, and it has a dimmer switch, and it's an old dimmer switch. I went to turn it on the other day, and it now won't work, and now I'm afraid to do it off and on or anything. Is there any... I remember hearing people call in... the old fixture, I wanted to put the new, more expensive lights in it, but I remembered hearing about the dimmer switch. If you had an old one, well, now mine's dead, so I'm going to have my nifty Andy brother replace it. But would it matter if I buy, like, a slide one?
You need to buy, if you're going to replace the light bulbs in the fixture with LED bulbs, that's what you're talking about?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so first you're going to buy dimmable LED light bulbs.
Okay.
And then you have to have your handy brother-in-law. Brother-in-law or brother?
Brother.
Your handy brother put in a universal dimmer switch.
Okay.
Manufacturers like Leviton or Lutron, those are two of the companies that that make these universal dimmers. And it'll say on the dimmer switch, and there's different styles for you. If you want, you know, depending on what you want, some are a slide, some are preset where you flip the switch and it's got a small slider on the side handle. But it will say universal dimmer that can be used with halogen, CFL, or LED. That's the critical point in all of that.
Okay, great. Okay. And okay. The only question I have, because I'm a worrier, is this fixture is very good condition. It's got candle-like a little... lights coming up with glass chimneys. Will the LED lights work in an old fixture?
Yeah, do you see, when you're on the ground, do you actually see the bulb, or is it covered by a lens?
No, I can see it. Uh-huh.
Okay, so they make, what you want to look for when you look for the bulbs, and if it's a candelabra-style bulb, they now make a clear candelabra bulb where there's no longer like a white... housing on the bottom that kind of cuts the light off to the top. Many Ace Hardware stores have these lights, these LED lights. And so it's a full bulb. It looks very similar. Well, it looks almost exactly similar to a regular bulb, but it's LED diodes in there, and it gives you a beautiful soft light that you can dim.
Oh, that's great. And I guess since I don't want them to get electrocuted, you're supposed to get a non-contact tester.
Well, right, or just, you know, the fact that now you can't turn the light on or off, we want to make sure we shut the breaker off in that area before we do any work.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but I saw something about, does my favor.
Correct, I would get a tester for sure.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for your help.
Thank you very much for calling, and Happy New Year. Thank you so much for calling in. You're listening to Lou Manfredini on House Smarts Radio. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, 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 bye. Just like that, House Smarts Radio is over. Oh, real quick, you know, I remember Lindsay, our old guy that used to do the news. What was his name? lives out in California now. What was his name?
Bob, Paul.
Bob, no, Steve. That's it, Steve. Yeah. Steve. He sent me a funny little Happy New Year thing to make you laugh today. People get married around the New Year, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's a big time to get married,
I
right?
Think Joe is next.
Right after the New Year. Hey,
yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
This is for you. Attending a wedding for the first time, a little girl whispered to her mother, "Why is the bride dressed in white?" And the mother replied, "Well, because white is the color of happiness, and today is the happiest day of her life." And the child sat there and thought for a moment, and then she said, "So why is the groom wearing black?" There we go.
He's so good,
Bob. Nice job. Our last caller of 2018 is Ruth in Naperville. Ruth, we got to get you something. What do we have for Ruth? Ruth, are you there?
Hello, Lou.
Ruth, when we hang up with you, we're going to send you a three-room carpet clean from Executive Green Carpet Clean, providing a level of clean that no one else in the area can deliver. Visit executivegreencarpetcleaning.com.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right. How can I help you?
Lou, I have a problem with my hot water heater, I think. What happens is when the second person gets in the shower, they take a cold shower. I run out of hot water. Do I need a new heater? Or
how old is that heater?
Probably about 9 to 10 years.
I mean, more than likely what's happening is there's a thing called a dip tube, and that dip tube is probably deteriorated, which is why it's introducing cold water initially after one shower. By the time you get a plumber to come in there and replace the dip tube and take it all apart for a 9-year-old heater, the average life of a water heater is 10 years. So instead of spending $300 on a 9-year-old heater, I think I would probably replace the whole thing. If it was a 3-year-old heater, that would be a different story. It'd probably still be under warranty.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad to hear, because I have visitors from out of town coming, and no one's going to be able to take a shower.
Yeah, right. So giddy up, because you got to get on their schedule. And it's, you know, remember that the issue there, too, when you got a water heater that's giving you a problem, if you can schedule the service call, you don't have to pay emergency prices, and it's a better value, and then it's on your terms, you know, so you can shower and go about your day, and then when you come back at the end of the day, you're ready to go to take a nice hot shower. Ruth, thank you so much for your phone call, and hang on a second so we can get you out that Executive Green Carpet Cleaner. I don't know how these people make money. They need to raise their prices in 2019, that's for sure. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll chit-chat a little bit with John Williams, who's in this Saturday. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You know, I've been on the radio here on WGN Radio for a very long time, but John Williams has been on the radio much longer than me.
I don't think that's true.
When you take a week off, which you did last week, you typically would take the Saturday off too.
Right.
Did you miss that in the memo?
Trust me, I've already had a version of this conversation with my wife as I came into work on Thursday to do the podcast that we do.
And she
goes, yeah, just go ahead. You go to work. It's fine because I'll be doing this. You'll be doing that. You get out of the house. It'll be good. And as I'm walking out the door Thursday morning in the back of the house, I hear, you know, most people don't work during their vacation.
And she's a smart lady.
I know. And literally, as I was walking out, I thought, not only do I owe it to Brenda to not work, but I owe it to Daisy and Griffin and Grant and my family and myself. What am I doing? I'm going into work on Thursday.
You care about the people.
But it's a weird thing, Lou, because there's your job and there's your family, and they are intersected in many ways. And I went to work on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Some people work from home, and it's impossible to know when you're working and when you're not.
Right. Well, I do a little bit of that. Let's talk about your favorite holiday gift that you were texting me about.
It was the bourbon smoker I got. A bourbon smoker.
And? Go ahead.
No, finish your thought.
No. So here's the thing. My kids, a couple Christmases ago, got me this smoker that has this little magic box that almost looks like it's a magician's box, right?
It looks like a terrarium or like a glass magician's box.
And then you have this smoker, and it has this little cup on there that you put little chips in there, and you can smoke different things.
You light, and you set the apple chips on fire on a little smoking gun, and then from there, there's a tube that goes into the magic box, so you the smoke is blown into there. And it smokes and whatever's in there.
Correct.
Say, I've glass done, of bourbon.
I've done butter. I've taken melted butter, and I've smoked the butter and put it into my mashed potatoes, which is amazing. Yeah. So here's John with his brand new toy, which I have one, so he's asking me my advice. I go, okay, try this. And then you said, is it possible to over-smoke the bourbon?
Right. Well, it tasted like a campfire. I had this and glass of bourbon in there, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be magic! Even Daisy was concerned. She looked up at me as these white clouds of smoke were coming off the kitchen cabinet, and she's like, really? Now what? Really? What are you doing?
Well, the best part of it is you get to practice. So now you're going to learn, like, oh, I only want it in there for a minute.
I had it That's in there my for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like anything, right? If you made a cocktail, I've been to your home. You have made me a fabulous Manhattan with your own recipe that you stole from some restaurant, which was delicious.
Yeah.
And so now you do that added thing. Now, what I've done with the smoker is I've taken it in a shaker, and I put all the ingredients in the shaker, and then I take that tube into the shaker, and I put it in there. I close the shaker with a little ice.
Nice.
Shake for like, 30 seconds, and it is spectacular.
Yeah. You know, the bourbon smoker should come with a Lou Manfredini.
I could come. I'm very, very available. I told you that I would be happy to come by your place and we could try and perfect the recipe, and I'll take an Uber home.
And I'll take an Uber to the bedroom. I'll need a ride to get to the other room.
Maybe it would be better if I just sleep over.
Happy holidays, Mr. Fixit.
Happy New Year, my friend. Have a good show today. And Happy New Year to all of you that listen to WGN Radio all year long. We cannot do it without you, and we so appreciate it. So have a safe, healthy, and prosperous New Year to all.